This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulam wa ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear friends of Islam. And this is Brother Ali welcoming you to one of the best days of the year, which is Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. The religious significance is in Sahih Bukhari, where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into Medina and he saw the people of the Jewish faith fasting that day. And he asked him, why are you fasting? He says, this is a day that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula saved our Prophet Musa alayhi salam from Pharaoh. And he said that we are more deserving of Moses than you. And he actually fasted that day and ordered people to fast it also. And he said, if I'm to live for the next year, I will also not just fast the 10th of Muharram, but I will also fast the 9th of Muharram. And the reward indeed for that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate the sins of a previous year. There are so many lessons learned from this story. Is how Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula saved Musa, may peace be upon him, from Pharaoh, the tyrant. There was no other tyrant on the face of the earth that is known of disbelief. The story is a beautiful one. We can learn a lot of lessons from it, especially for those who have difficulties, those who have lost a loved one, a job, a health, a wealth, a car, a house, a wife, a child, anyone that is a loved one. Difficulties is a part of life, but how to handle it is the most important of all. It is very easy for us to say that I'm patient, but it's actually your actions and your behaviors is the one that will indicate whether you are actually patient or not. So how Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula saved Musa is through something that we can think of is a land that was seen the sun only once in this life, which is the bottom of the ocean. When Musa alayhi salam took the Jewish people and walked away, fleeing from the tyrant Pharaoh, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula had a different scenario in mind, where he actually brought Pharaoh in the sight of Musa. And when the people thought that they for sure will be captured and destroyed, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula revealed and inspired unto Moses, may peace be upon him, that use your staff and stick and hit to the ground, and the ocean separated, كَالطَّوْد, meaning there were two mountains on each side. And the Jewish people, by the lead of Musa, may peace be upon him, went through the ocean. Through the ocean when the two parts were separated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have simply saved Musa alayhi salam and get the ocean back together. But he had something else in mind. Pharaoh followed them. And as soon as Pharaoh and his whole army was inside in the midst of the ocean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded that water from being a mountain to be a savior. Anytime that you feel that your back is against the wall and you feel that there is no way out, there's always a way out. But you have to believe and fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is filling about. And follow the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of the ayah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مُخْرَجًا وَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ الْأَحْتَسِبِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed in that scripture that those who have taqwa, piety, consciousness of God Almighty, love and fear in the proper manner and understanding, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula will find a way out from every difficulties and grant you provisions from a place that you never thought of. However, please understand also, righteous deeds are very highly recommended on that day, including sadaqah, charity. And since that is a charity that we're talking about, please don't forget us, ISNA, as an organization, in your righteous deeds, in your dua, and whatever you can do on that day to help us and support us would be greatly appreciated.